The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched, Jesus walked by. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what was said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translates, which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him for that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two that heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which translates as Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. Happy New Year. Today, yes, since last night and today, people come up to me and say, "What amazing readings or readings we have from the first reading, second reading in the gospel, because it's relatable." And then I joke around earlier, I said, the only word that remains in my head is the first reading. Go back to bed. Go back to bed. So I'm giving you an hour. Don't go back to bed. If you hear God tonight, don't go back to bed. Just listen to me for a bit, okay? It's a deal. So I love this particular gospel from John. There's a reason why for that. Because we heard the calling of the first disciples, which most of us know Jesus called the disciples in the seashore. The disciples were a fisherman, but not in the gospel of John. Jesus was only walking by, quietly, doing his own business, no grand entrance, but just like walking by. But there's also another character that so struck with me, is John. John the Baptist was the first word in this particular gospel. John was there, seeing Jesus walking by, and he proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God." What do you mean by Lamb of God? Lamb, an offering to be sacrificed. Yet he doesn't even know Christ will be sacrificed. And that is a very intimate proclamation of Jesus as being crucified as Christ. But yet, I learned this, and I read this also, that John was ready to pass the disciples to Jesus. John the Baptist was not a big deal here, but Jesus is the real deal here. I learned this also. John was not attached to his disciples. John was ready to go, and he completed his ministry to prepare the way of the Lord. But yet, the humility of Christ, through his silent walking, with all humility, he accepted those two. So what can we learn from this? I reflected on this. Jesus needed companions, and he saw them too. And those two became companions of Jesus in Jesus' ministry. What can we learn from this? I want you to identify tonight who are your companions in life. I want you to identify who are those people in your life being with you all the way, in sickness and in health, in richness and poor. Who are those people? Single or not, we are companions with our faith. And what I learned with this, the disciples brought Jesus something human also, companionship. And I want you to think about this. I was talking to my sister-in-law last week, and my two brothers with their families went home to the Philippines to celebrate Christmas. So my mom and dad became so busy cooking, cleaning the house, cooking Filipino food from Monday to Thursday, whatever. My brother said, "I don't even eat Filipino, but mom is so busy cooking, so we have to eat it." And I learned this, and it said, my elder brother said, "Oh, the prodigal sons are home. Where is the other one?" He's talking about me. And I said, "Father Marlon's still preaching at Holy Family, so I couldn't make it." And I learned this because the dynamic of our family is different. But yet, what changed? And I asked my brothers about this. What change that you see, or you saw, or you experienced back in the Philippines? And he said, or they said to me, "I felt, or they felt, foreigner in my own home country." Why? For 15 years, they never been back home. Everything changed. Maybe not the house, maybe not my parents, but the ways we see life is different. And what can we learn from this experience? Everybody's capable of change. My question is, like companionship, where is Jesus in these changes in our lives? In sickness and in health, in richness and poor, but where is Christ? And that I can offer to you. And you know what? The most fascinating line in this gospel also is the disciple said, "Where are you staying?" Jesus was not in a building, or maybe not. But where was Jesus? And the writer left it open for us to interpret. And I can say this, wherever you are in your life, wherever you are in your spiritual life, whoever your companion be, invite God with that life. Let God be part of your life this year, because it is open, grace upon grace. You receive grace through baptism and through your spiritual life. Bring this grace to, or give this grace to other people, because that will create harmony in our soul. So there is also a line that struck with me, was Jesse Manabusan's "Open Your Eyes, Lord." It says in there, "Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see the face of God." Because at the end of our life, our goal is just to see the face of God. For this year, who is God in your life? What face of God you are looking for? Because Jesus said in the gospel, "Who are you seeking for?" Or basically, what do you want? It's been given to us this year, especially this reading. May God open our eyes and our senses, just like what happened to the disciples. Something happened to them that changed their ways. It is doable and it is powerful. It is also for us to experience. I said earlier, Jesse Manabusan, he writes songs. He will be here next week for our parish mission. He'll be leading our community in prayer, music, humor, storytelling. The Festival of Faith is here upon us. So we have a clip for you to watch, just a little invitation, and I hope, and we hope we see you all to renew our faith, to be companions to each other. What are you looking for? God bless us all.
Face Imago Dei, the image of God, God's image. Hey, Holy Family, this is Jesse Manabusin from Jesse Manabusin Ministries. January 20th through the 24th, I'm going to be visiting your parish. I'm going to be spending time at all of your masses to help encourage folks to come out for our Festival of Faith. Yes, it's a Festival of Faith. It's for everyone. It's for the youngest. It's for the eldest. It's for everyone in between. Invite your friends. Invite your family members. This is a great time to renew, to consider Imago Dei, to consider the image of God before us in every circumstance of life, in small ways, in big ways. We will do it with songs and stories and humor. It's really simply evangelization, but with an engaging, a new and engaging way to encourage and to inspire, to catechize. It'll have an impact on your life and my life, on the life of our families. It'll have an impact on your corner of the world and will ripple throughout the rest of the world. So, Festival of Faith, January 20th through the 24th. Check your bulletins. This is Jesse Manabusin saying, I can't wait to participate in the Festival of Faith, Imago Dei, coming your way at the end of January. Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see your face. Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see. God bless.